already have my transitions just really locked in.
I'm sure you're going to be all
I have not thought about it at all.
Then at some point, soon,
you're like, I got it locked and loaded, ready to go.
Okay, can we start over again? Boys. Okay, hold on, because I could do better.
Can you edit out that part where I said I have it locked and loaded?
I have a transition, actually. Can I transition? What's up, PJ?
Not much. So remember last week,
yeah.
I was saying about my arthritis, mm-hmm. and going to therapy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's been better. Sure. And so I had my second time with Carmen today.
Okay.
And I meant to tell her today that we mentioned her last week, and I missed the opportunity to tell her today.
So well, I mean, I'm sure that's good, but we didn't necessarily really mention her. I mean, we did, but we were kind of...
Yeah, I mean, no, I just talked about her. We talked about her a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Sure.
Everybody has arthritis.
Yeah, just kind of making fun a little bit. Sorry, Carmen, but love you. How was the pool cleaning business?
So anyway, because of all that, I had a thing today, and it was a much easier. I wasn't feeling as sore and in pain.
Sure.
And so
good job, Carmen.
Well, yeah, and she said a good thing to me today. She said, you know, have you been doing your stretches? And, you know, I'm like, kind of. Why? And she's like, why not? And I said, because I'm irresponsible. And she's like, well,
you're irresponsible.
I'm irresponsible.
Got it.
You know, like, why don't we live exactly how we're supposed to live all the time? Because we're irresponsible.
Yeah, that's a true story.
You don't have to like snicker and be quiet.
I'm dying. Just be responsible. So, take ownership of your life and your ailments.
So anyway, she said, "How important is it that you know, if the pain is bothering you enough, how important is it that you're not feeling that way anymore, so you can do other stuff?
Sure.
And if it's important, then you should do these things when you can. And if not, you come in once and twice a week. We'll make it feel better for a little while.
Nice.
And so I'm like, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dig it.
And then I attacked all my stuff. So
I'm on board. I'm on board. You guys are just having a time blasty blast over there. You ruined everything. Your microphone's falling over there.
I didn't want
to. Todd, we have technical issues.
She's gone limp.
So while the technical issues are being solved, I'm going to say, hey, visit lifesabinge.com.
Indeed.
And check out the website that houses the
Should we
the
check
stuff.
Out also
what's that?
BJ McEvely's cousin's place?
Not officially yet, but yes.
Yeah,
Blackfin Outfitters.
Yeah.
.com. Blackfin Outfitters.
They're a friend of
.com. Check them out. And I know that if you do use the promo code LMPF, you'll get 20% off. So
which
that's
is good.
Not
and do
that's
that.
Not our promo code.
Yeah, but nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, hit up blackfinoutfitters.com and get 20% off if you use promo code LMPF, which stands for Life Moves Pretty Fast, the podcast that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Our promo code is LMPF69.
Right.
So much better than theirs.
What, LMPF's taken? But are at 69, bro.
Is that my odometer was last four numbers were 69 today.
You took a picture, didn't you?
I tried dope. To, but I don't know if it came out. So anyway.
It says 69 60.
Yeah, it's too blurry.
Seven's almost there. So do all that stuff.
Oh, it turned to 70 and already.
Fail.
It's digital.
That's a fail.
Oh well. Oh no, I got it. I got it blurry on the first one.
We'll post that to the Instagram page.
Yes,
you can see that at Life Moves or Life Moves Pretty Fast at Life's a Binge Instagram page. So check that out. BJ's odometer reading 65 because we're so mature. But do all that good stuff and yeah, let's get things rolling here.
Let's do it.
Life's a binge.
Right? Oh yeah. almost no coughing.
You almost made it without a cough.
Almost. Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm getting healthier. Healthier by the day.
Cool.
Good.
So let's get to this. Let's talk to our awesome guests over here.
Yeah, man.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
What's up?
Hello. Hi.
We have a repeat guest.
We have Zach.
Hey.
Yep, Zachary Scott Wolf.
Scott Wolf.
Yep. And Lindsay, I don't know your whole name, Lindsay.
My whole name is Lindsay Joan.
Lindsay Joan.
We went over so much stuff, and then we just didn't do the last name.
Didn't do the last name.
Whatever. That's more stuff than we've
Lindsay
ever gone
Joan,
over anywhere,
the incomparable
anytime.
Lindsay Joan.
Woo, 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 woo. Lindsay and Zach. And you guys know each other how?
Go ahead, Lindsay.
We did a show called Spring Awakening together.
Never heard of that show.
Never heard of it.
It's not that good.
It's pretty good. 3 years ago?
3 years ago. It was the first time that we did it.
Where at?
Nice.
The Barnstage Company. But excellent. Then was the Cabaret the Merc. Yes. But now it's the Barnstage Company in Temecula, California.
Nice.
He played a name I don't remember.
Georg.
Georg.
So gay.
And I played a character named Ilsa.
Part in the show.
I handed him a microphone, and that was our only interaction for the whole musical.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now we're best buddies.
But we've been in love ever since.
Yeah. And then we did Spring Awakening again a year later.
Yep.
We're at
same company.
Remount. It was a remount.
Bigger. Uh-huh. Better.
Stronger.
Blacker. Gayer. Blacker. Broadway.
And now we're in First Date the Musical at San Diego Musical Theater.
First Date the Musical?
Yeah.
At where?
At San Diego Musical Theater.
What was, is that? www.sdmt.org?
Yeah, wow. That's right, Jared. I can't believe you knew that right off the top of your head.
I didn't. Yeah, it's like I just guessed it.
They're pretty popular, so everyone knows. .org, people.
Can we try that whole thing again? Yeah.
My transitions were off.
No, you're right. No, it was a good transition. Yes, we're in First Date at San Diego Musical Theater.
Nice.
Which I'm sure a lot of listeners have seen a production or have heard of a production that
probably
they've done. They're a great regional theater down here. Super, they're amazing. They're super cool. And we're lucky enough to be in a production where they're trying something new this year. So SDMT is known for doing humongous, grand scale.
Yes.
Big, beautiful Broadway shows. They're doing a new series starting this year called their Off-Broadway series.
Nice.
So they're a little bit more smaller scale, obscure shows.
More edgy. That,
more edgy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit less family-friendly shows.
Trying to draw in the younger crowd as sure. opposed yes, to exactly. the 90-year-old exactly. white women.
So exactly. not it's not 42nd exactly. Street. Yeah. It'll be
First Date.
First Date or Spelling Bee, Avenue Q, those types of shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Newer shows, too.
And looking at the info here, you guys started opening March 31st, and you guys run through May 7th?
Through May 7th, so we have a whole month left.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's and it's fantastic. Great. It's really good.
It's dope.
I've only heard of this show. I don't know the show, I don't know the soundtrack or anything. But I've heard of it. Have you even heard of it, BJ? First Date?
No, I have heard of it. That's like I've seen an advertisement, like maybe on the internets, mm-hmm. or maybe because I'm friends with Zach. Maybe I saw it someplace.
Probably, but,
yeah.
Well,
fairly new.
Yeah, it was on Broadway in what 2013?
2013 like ran for 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Super
but
new.
The reason why people know it is because Zachary Levi and Krista Rodriguez were the stars.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And you know Broadway.
The show
Legends.
Was kind of written for them, too.
Yeah. And it's, so it didn't run, it did well on Broadway, but it didn't run for very long, so you'd be the judge if it did yeah. well. But the music's awesome.
Super funny.
Lots of super funny. It's
like
just
pop,
a comedy.
Poppy, pop stuff, pop rock.
It's like, a little bit of everything.
It's got so many genres in it. There's like a big, how do I explain The Girl for You?
So that's good. So we'll go back to Girl for You.
Okay.
So the premise of the show is two yeah. people meet on a blind date, which
got
we've
it.
All gone through before.
Uh-huh.
One, the girl, Casey, played by the wonderful Cassandra Nuss, is a serial dater.
First dater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. The guy has never been on a blind date ever. He's really
like
put together. He's an accountant.
Like long-term guy out of
long-term
like high school.
Long-term guy. Exactly. Just got out of yeah. a major relationship.
Yep, yep, yep.
Classic.
And so, of course, right. they clash. He doesn't know what to do. She's a pro. So he kind of relies on her to kind of walk him through this first date process.
Nice.
And then what's really great about the show is when you're in those really new situations, so many things pop into your head. And in the show, it allows the audience to see what's popping up in their head throughout the whole show.
Right.
And how do they do that?
And so, like, the ensemble, like, you guys probably,
so
like,
there's
take
five.
In aside, in asides and such, or, mm-hmm. or? Okay.
Yeah, so there's five members of the ensemble, and we pop up as multiple characters. Really beautiful, stuck-up ex-fiancé, a best friend since he was 4, a dead grandma, a nice. Gay best friend. Pretty much literally every stereotype
yeah. oh,
that you
yeah.
can think of is in it, and but it's written tastefully and funny. So it's just a laugh a minute type show, and it has so much genres of music because every situation to every different person is different, so
yep.
they kind of put it all in.
Nice.
So there's a classic Broadway, There's a really fun punk rock musical. There is a, you know, really gut wrenching, almost like pop rock Broadway song.
Terrible ballad.
There's a huge ballad. There's all of that kind of
stuff.
There's a breakup
song.
There's a breakup song. There's just the big, like.
There's everything.
The Girl for You is one of the biggest numbers in the show, and I.
Like the big showstopper.
It's one of the showstoppers. I relate it to like the Megamix and Joseph, but in the middle of the show.
Nice.
Opposed to.
Can we explain like what the number's about?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm dying to know.
It's really funny. So Aaron, who is the lead, who is the first dater, he hasn't gone on many blind dates.
Played by Joshua David Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. You have to say mm-hmm. David Kavanaugh,
sorry.
Or he gets angry. Yeah,
sorry, Joshua David Kavanaugh.
He is Jewish, and as most people who are in the Jewish culture, you need to marry into a Jewish family.
Correct.
And he, because this is at the beginning of the date, they haven't obviously talked about religion yet, and he doesn't know if she's Jewish, and then she says, "I'm not Jewish," and his deceased grandmother comes, and her grandma Ida, and she sings a whole song, a whole verse or two about how he should not marry this girl because she's not Jewish, and how she isn't the girl for him, and all of his, you know, relatives come out, and we're all being Jewish.
Super Jewy. Like, I just do Larry David. That's my character.
That's freaking great.
Oike Volt.
Yeah. Just,
And then awesome. Aaron, since he doesn't know about Casey's life yet, assumes that she has a very Christian family. So her Christian, his imaginary version of her father, comes out, played by
the wonderful John Massey.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he says all these funny things about how they circumcise their sons.
Yeah.
Super funny. And then John Sangster comes out and does a big rap.
Johnny Sang plays their invisible child. He raps a lot. That's fantastic.
But then he comes out as their future child, how he's so messed up because he's the product of a Jewish and a Catholic family.
That's fantastic.
So he doesn't know.
So it just really goes with the whole thing about how your mind plays tricks on you when you're in really uncomfortable situations.
Oh, yeah,
what the whole show is about.
Well, I was on the
quick
fence.
Synopsis.
Until you said John Sangster.
John Sangster is Jonathan Sangster is a revelation in the
must
show.
Must go see it. Must
you think you've it. Seen him before, but you haven't until now.
So you're on the fence with our lovely guests who are like awesome, and you're like, ah, I'm on the fence, but John Sangster, that guy, I'm going to go see that show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everyone has a fan. John, we found your one fan.
Yay! We'll get you on the show. We promise.
I know it's been way too long.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's all good.
It sounds like a fun, now, is it a good date? Like, would you take a date, or is it like a good long, like, do they dive into like long-term stuff? Is it like
I think
a good...
it's perfect for a date.
That's what I was just going to say.
It's not a relationship ender where you're like,
no. Not at all. Cause it can play one or two ways. One, it's like a laugh a minute for 90 minutes, no intermission, straight. It's quick.
Nice.
And it flies by because it's so, so funny.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And it's great for breaking the ice on a first date, and it's also great for maybe you've been married for years or in a relationship.
Remember
when we were on our first date, or remember when we had to walk through remember when we had to walk through all of this stuff, you know, in life and not in just 90 minutes. And so everyone who walks out of the theater is very they have like this glow about them because everyone's been there, because the show covers everything about dating.
That's awesome.
Essentially in a really modern, funny way.
Yeah.
So where did the show come out of? Like, it's not, it didn't originate in San Diego.
No.
No, they did workshops in Seattle, then it was on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. How most shows start.
Yep.
And this is the San Diego regional premiere, the San Diego professional.
Right on.
Nice. Yeah. So definitely check out the show, guys. Check
come
it out,
down.
Listeners.
Head the to Horton Grand Theater.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. Now, is that the one that's in the theater, or is that the one that's a little further down the street? That what's the show I just saw there? About the two gay couples. Dang it! No, Laura Bolin.
Way to pen
Joshua
it down.
Jones.
Perfect
I know.
Strangers.
I don't know. No. What
perfect arrangement. Sorry, perfect arrangement. Perfect arrangement.
No, so this is perfect at arrangement. The Horton Grand Theater.
I remembered.
That you was, did. I'm situation. Sort of. Situation's hey, not right.
But still,
this anyway. Is at the Horton Grand Theater downtown San Diego on 4th Avenue.
So that's yep.
So it's connected to the Horton Grand
okay.
Hotel.
Because that's where historic. I thought this one was, but I it yeah. ended up it was.
It's one yeah. of like the earliest buildings in San Diego. It's beautiful.
It's a fairly intimate theater. It's only like what 250 seats or something. It's pretty small.
Yeah. Cool.
SDMT.org.
Awesome. Now, all the music's original, too? This isn't, right?
Yes, all yeah, original.
It's just a Broadway show Alan that's Zachary. Finally...
Yep. It's going to be good.
Yeah,
it's first really great. Mixtape when you said First Date. I was like, mixtape?
So where Mixtape was, that's where First Date was.
Correct.
It is. Yeah.
And, yeah, so get some tickets, hit it up, and come see our awesome, awesome guests do some awesome theater here in San Diego.
It's super funny.
Live theater is
yeah.
where it's at.
Yeah, it's great.
It is where it's at.
Live entertainment.
I will claim that it's the funniest show that I've ever been in.
Oh, oh really? Yeah, hands yeah. down.
Hands awesome. Down.
And it's funny for all kinds of people. Like my sorry mom, my 58-year-old mother, who's very Catholic.
Super hot.
And she's super hot. She looks great for her age.
Go on.
She's single. Hey mom.
You rang.
She friggin' loved it. And I was like, I told her before, and I was like, Mom, this is not your kind of comedy.
You think it was racier than she
was? It's not too racy, uh-huh. But
it's like a modern
it's
show.
It's like PG-13.
It's appropriately. It's not yes. just, it's not racy just to be racy.
Exactly. It's like real life how adults speak to each other. Okay. And I was like, Mom, this might not be, she loved it. And then I had one of my close friends who's 21 years old, and she loved it. And it's like, and then the other day we had an audience full of mainly older people, 60 and up, and mm-hmm. they were dying laughing.
Yeah, we had the red hat ladies.
Oh yeah,
you know, so that's a
great,
funny.
That's a great cool. crowd, though.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. So it's funny for everyone of all ages and nice. All experiences.
It's great.
Cool.
It's
so check it out and run still
May 7th.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Awesome. Grand Theater.
SDMT.org. Check it out. First Date. But that ties in well with the topic of which the Life's a Binge folks are tuning in mostly for. But we're talking about romantic comedies.
Rom-com. Yes.
It's weird how that fits together, isn't it?
It's so like weird.
It's all planned out. Planned so right off the bat,
first
what's like
date,
your
straight into romantic?
What's your first or your favorite like romantic comedy movie?
Oh, geez.
Just like man, just one.
You know what's hard for me is
you're like none of them. I hate them.
That's the that's, hardest part. That's is like I Amanda. Hate everything.
Do you really?
No.
I was like, do you hate them?
It's
great.
It's hard to think about. What is actually considered a rom-com
sure.
compared to just like a romance film or yeah. romantic drama
truth
or whatever, you know, like if I were to say what's my favorite romantic comedy, I would say Titanic, but that is not part
that's
of
not
it.
A romantic comedy.
Is that,
comedy.
It's hilarious.
Do you think thousands of people
like a man,
is that a sick burn or
do you think thousands of people dying tragically is funny?
Okay guys, it was a joke. You heard of it? Come see First Date. Lots
all,
of that.
We all took it so seriously. Back, how dare you say that?
Is that a burn?
Come back.
I was laughing so hard. She was crying so much.
What? I'll never let go, Jack.
Leo had a middle part. I was laughing so hard.
I know my favorite romantic comedy.
Do tell.
It's 13 going on 30.
That's a good.
I heard
that is
that's a good movie.
Choice.
Perfect example. I need to see it.
It's such. I saw it for the first time. When I was probably 13.
Man.
And I was
that's
like.
That's a good choice.
Isn't it? I know. And I was like, I speak to this. This speaks to me. We are friends. We are soulmates. And I watch it all the time. I can fall asleep watching it and like know exactly what's happening. I love it.
You like that bitch.
Who's the actress
such
in that?
A six chick.
Jennifer Garner. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard such good things about that, but I still have yet to see it.
You're
Garner,
missing out.
Mark
it's a good
Ruffalo.
One.
It is a good one.
Mark Ruffalo.
He's good.
Daddy.
So good. It's a good movie.
So that's like a, it's like a big. Movie where she's 13 and she's doing
right,
30
right.
Overnight.
That, yep.
Yeah, it's like a
and
girl's
I, yeah,
big.
And I hear
better.
She does great.
Yeah.
Like
it's
I, hear,
good.
I hear she does very
it
good.
It is a good mm-hmm. flick.
I watched
sure.
it for the first time with my stepmother. And it was very uncomfortable because there's a sexy scene in it. Ooh. And it was the first time I was like, this is horrible.
Spoiler alert.
Sexy. I'm watching
this. Maybe that's why I like it so much. It right. reminded me of my uncomfortable childhood.
Were you forced to be act like you were 30 when you were 13?
Yeah. No.
Yes. She, well, yeah. she has always filed her family's taxes.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I know.
That's a good, see, that's a perfect example
so what,
of a rom-com.
What is yeah. your, like, think about it?
Oh, man. I see, I want to say
But here, actually, real quick, sorry, Devil's Advocate. Go. Is that movie based on the romance? Is the romance like the front, or is it the coming of age tale?
It's not. So the movie is the coming of age tale, but her focus in the movie is the romance.
Are we still talking about 13 going on 30? Yes. Because yes, I can talk about this for days.
Yeah. So that's what I'm, is the what romance is. It's clearly a romantic that's comedy because there is a romance through the movie. But
you get a little bit of everything, though.
Yeah.
It's really the perfect movie.
It's pretty good.
So wait, except for the perfect movie after you watch the perfect play on the San Diego Music
Theater. That's a perfect date night.
Except for the end.
Go see First Date and then go see 13 Going
on. I would say it's a perfect movie except for the end when they actually buy the stupid pink house. And I'm like, nobody wants a pink house.
I would love a pink house.
This is why we're soulmates.
Dope.
Terrible. Terrible.
I would love a pink house.
I would rock a pink house.
Funny.
That's why it's funny.
Little pink houses, man.
Can you imagine driving past a pink house and not smiling?
Can I have a razzle? Pink house. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So go and see First Date because it's only an hour and a half, and then go get a slice of pizza, go back home,
go get some
Netflix and chill.
13
is on
streaming.
Netflix.
Welcome.
It is. I watch it all the time. You don't understand. I watch it
so
a lot.
What do you guys think about, is Twilight a rom-com?
No.
Nope.
It's more
it's kind of a fantasy romance type of thing.
It's more drama.
Maybe I just found the funny.
I think Twilight
it's not funny just not because funny. It's terrible.
Yeah, and everyone's always squinting in pain.
That's funny because it's bad, but it's not a romantic comedy.
Good call. All
right. Fail. It's a fail.
You're 0 for 2, I think, right? Titanic and Twilight.
Titanic was a joke. I don't think that's like me saying like, oh, what's my favorite comedy? Schindler's List.
Hey, that movie's hilarious.
When he was writing down on the list, I was laughing so hard. USA.
That movie is also currently on Netflix. So go see First Date.
Yeah.
And then watch Schindler's List.
And then bring it.
You're guaranteed to get home.
Yeah. So go see the matinee of First Date. Get yourself pumped all the way up. Watch Schindler's List at home for dinner. And then round out the night with 13 going on 30.
Yeah, exactly.
It brings you right back in the middle ground.
I like 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ooh, that's a good
fun
one.
Movie.
That's a fun movie based
off of a Shakespeare play.
Which one would that be? Would it be Taming of the Shrew?
Possibly.
Or First Date? At San Diego Musical Theater, SDMT.org.
That wonderful Shakespearean show, First Date.
It feels Shakespearean when we're up there.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Now, in 10 Things I Hate About You, I lived in Seattle at the time, and they were filming that in that area. It was filmed like in Tacoma.
Cool.
And then also in Seattle. And there was supposed to be like this explosion of the pier, but there's no big explosion in 10 Things I Hate About You, is there?
I mean, it's
I think they cut that part out.
Are you sure it wasn't Transformers?
No, I'm sure.
My number three favorite rom-com.
It takes place in high school.
It doesn't really follow.
It's like Heath Ledger.
Why would the...
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Heath Ledger.
It very loosely follows
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's a good one. I like that like teenage angst rom-com because everyone's figuring it out.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's just funny because people don't know what they're doing because they're younger.
Yeah. Well, it's
who was the older sister, like
Julie Stiles?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Nailed as it. Always,
she's so hot.
You know what? But I couldn't picture her at all. I could remember the cute blonde who's Kate. I think her name's Kate too in the show, right? In the movie.
I don't know. I don't know who plays her.
Anyway.
Just she cute, wasn't the star, Oprah. So I don't know. Oprah?
It was Oprah.
Nice. But it didn't, apparently she didn't resonate with me.
What about you, Beej? Favorite romantic comedy or go-to or whatnot?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a cop-out, but because we were just talking about it. But Roxanne is one of my favorites. Nice.
That's a good one. Classic.
Another one based on a classic play.
Right? It is. Yeah.
Such theater nerds over here.
It's like those old guys knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
It's like they figured it out first.
So we'll just copy it.
Yeah, let's just
But there,
do a copy.
You know, there, I think in the midst of talking about this, there's going to be a couple that come to mind where I'm like, oh, of course totally. This.
But Roxanne's a good choice.
Yes. Roxanne definitely.
Steve Martin's fantastic.
Agreed.
Do you know what I thought was a funny one and really not based on anything very creative? 40 Days, 40 Nights.
That's a good one, too.
That's a because it's like very romantic.
Yeah, right.
And it's funny because the conflict is
so
huge.
Stupid.
It's huge.
It's so dumb.
What's that? Well, I don't even remember that. No, what's that about now?
It's Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett.
Oh, yeah, where he has to, like, not have sex for 40 days
for Lent, and he can't do it.
And he's just having
his
booty
so
thrown
sexy.
At him. Booney's being thrown at him. He's just too...
And it's that girl
how
from
can
a
I
Night's
not
Tale?
Have sex as sexy as I am? Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Josh Hartnett?
He's hot.
That was when he was, like, the guy.
He is still the guy.
Is he?
He was just on SNL. He did a cameo, like, a couple weeks ago.
For what?
Todd, edit that out.
Is he?
In my dreams.
No, maybe it was SNL or Jimmy Fallon, one of the two. I always get him confused now.
Is he doing stuff? Is he still acting and stuff?
He's around.
I swear I haven't seen
him
forever.
I thought he was dead.
I thought he died at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He died of a...
That's a good one, because it's very...
Yeah, it's
out
just,
of nowhere.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, right.
Plot this point.
One, it's you're like, from the outside, you're like, this movie's going to be dumb. But it's surprisingly not that dumb. It's
like funny. 13 going on 30.
40 days
think
and 40
it'd be
nights?
Bad, but it's good.
It's not that dumb?
It's not that
I haven't
dumb.
Seen it, but I just
I don't
would
think
imagine.
It's, that's
I mean,
dumb.
I've seen little bits of it.
No, that's what you'd think.
It's good.
Think,
it's kind of racy. Isn't there like a scene like he like... He can't have sex, but they do you know everything but and or something like that.
Okay, so you want to get
that's
into
like
it?
Like the that's isn't like that almost the climax of the movie?
Oh, Josh Hartnett is so hot,
he melts a bunch of ice.
No, he takes a rose and just rubs it on her body. What's her name from Night's Tale?
Oh, right,
and she climaxes.
She
that's how bad.
That's and that's
from
the
a
climax.
Rose?
That's the climax.
That's how good he is.
The movie.
Yeah, he's good.
From
he's
a,
like, see, we
I
don't have to have
man?
Sex.
Yeah. Or
this rose. That's
can I meet this because magical
because he was in World War II. They all can do that.
Talk to your grandparents. They all can do that.
Yeah. Tokyo rose.
Wow. That was awesome.
So I think that's a good one. That's like...
I dig it. That's
new.
A solid choice. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
See, that's not cool.
You see?
Because I'm like a Sleepless in Seattle, Harry Met Sally.
Right.
Oh my
you got
goodness.
Mail?
You got
yep,
mail.
That's
got
my
mail.
Number three.
Me too.
And
I saw that in theaters with my parents.
You've
I
got,
didn't.
You've Got Mail is good.
That's I've never seen that one.
But it's also based on something else.
It's, I feel like
it's not
based
on anything. That's the first movie that came out with the internet.
No,
but
it's
based
on
dating.
The concept
it's based on, like,
is based on
the right, like, writing. I think
I'm pretty
it,
sure it's based off a play.
I think it is too. I don't remember what it
Hamilton?
Is.
Hamilton?
Yeah,
it's based off Hamilton.
But they were white.
Lin-Manuel.
He wanted to be in the room where it happened. Okay.
But reference.
I wanted to be.
You
I,
got that one time you listened to it.
Yeah. Like, I can do some references. Okay. All right. I'm hip enough, but I really like Tom Hanks Meg Ryan combo. So like, Sleep in Seattle is really good, and the kid in that movie is really good. He's like
I need
cute
to see that.
Kid.
I like them both,
but like Harry Met Sally is probably like one of the best, and that's like a
that's really
very
that's
typical
probably the
answer.
Most iconic classic.
Oh yeah,
I really like
right.
Along Came Polly.
That one's fun too.
Hey,
isn't
that's
that
a good one?
That's such a good one.
Ben,
I just remember
Ben
it.
Stiller, Jennifer Aniston.
So
I
he
just
rubs the,
Aniston.
He rubs the bar nuts on the sidewalk and eats them.
Jennifer Aniston
like, oh,
is the rom-com queen.
I love Jennifer Aniston, but I
her
also
Kate Hudson.
But you know, I gotta say,
who can say?
With I have a who's the brothers who make that movie? They
Fairly
made a lot
Brothers.
The Fairly Brothers. I have a
did they make Along Came Polly?
Right.
Maybe
I don't think so.
They did.
Just
it
trying to
seem like they're.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Then
I will
anyways,
I will withdraw my
moving on.
I will withdraw my comment then. But
Along Came Polly is a good one
is
because
it not
that's
Fairly Brothers.
I
don't think
feel
it
like
is.
That's a good romantic comedy.
Yeah.
I'm just really on fire right now.
You
with
are
a good romantic
damn,
comedy.
Damn, Lindsay.
You're like, let's see, Jennifer Aniston. What else can I name?
Can I borrow
Bruce,
your
Bruce
Netflix?
Almighty? Bruce
oh,
Almighty.
That's a good one. That's
Jennifer
a rom-com.
I love Bruce Almighty. Was one of my favorite movies for like years.
I don't think of that love as a that as a rom-com though. I think that more of like a because
why? It's a rom-com. There's romance
because
in
the
it.
Story. Yeah, there's romance in it, but it's not the focus. I don't think.
Right.
I think
see, that's
the focus
what I was saying
more.
With. That's what I was saying with what? When was I saying that with? Oh, 13 going there on 30. It's not the romance that's like paving the way for the movie.
It's like the it's a it's something
the thing,
that happens
though, is. How do you define it? If it's the way
it
you're looking
be...
at it, it's not the romance isn't, but for the one character it is,
right?
Who uh-huh. you're following. So how do you?
We'll just call them amazing because
Bruce Almighty.
Beautiful movies.
Bruce Almighty became God, and he tried to do is impress.
I love Bruce
and impress her.
Yeah.
So that is romantic as
but
hell.
But he lost her because he wasn't putting in enough effort.
He failed. He failed.
God.
But he's God. What does that say?
It was hard being God, is what it says.
Yeah,
it's difficult. Hey,
God he ain't easy.
No. That's not what it's saying. It's saying it's hard being Morgan Freeman. Because homies got it lit.
That was also another movie that had me feeling God. Things for the first time. Was Bruce
I liked
Almighty.
It. That's a good rom-com.
I don't know why.
Nice.
But so, I want to go back to You Got Mail.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to know why? Is because...
That's my mom's favorite romantic comedy. Hi, good. Mom. Hey, Linda.
It's good stuff.
Linda.
Bringing her up a lot right now.
Gorgeous 58-year-old single lady. Hit her up. Just... And maybe take her to see First Date down at San Diego Musical Theater, sdmt.org, through May 7th.
You Got Mail is good.
But You Got Mail is like the first, like... It was over email, but it was like the first, like, in quotes, social media...
Yeah, like online dating.
Dating yeah, like, movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Which
that's
is
legit.
Crazy thinking about
Iconic.
It now.
Well, I'm surprised, in all honesty, I'm surprised there's not a movie that's all online dating based.
There
you
want to
know something?
Is.
I'm sure there is,
been,
but you want to know
that
what?
Big yet.
There is a musical, and it's called First Date. For more information, for more information, you can visit sdmt.org.
Speaking of online, you could go online and find out about
there is a whole musical number about social media and how it affects relationships.
The beautiful woman right next to me, Lindsay Joan, sings this like Broadway caliber song. She wails, and it's called The World Wide Web.
Is forever.
And it's about how they Googled each other before their blind date.
Oh, that's
because
fantastic.
You can do that
everyone
now.
Does that.
So you can pull up all this information before you can see each other, hear each other's voice,
touch
each other.
Yeah.
It's
but
a
that,
line.
Yeah, but
you've been
that's,
doing this show for too long.
But and, I mean, that is how You've Got Mail is.
Exactly.
Right.
So how crazy is that? That was, to my memory,
what
that was
year,
the first one.
What year did that come out?
98.
Probably
that's my guess. That's my guess.
I'm gonna guess it was before that.
Look it up, Jared.
I think 99.
You're the only one with keys.
I'm not doing anything today. I'm just.
I'll look it
here.
Up. You go ahead. You
DJ.
Can, you guys talk.
But that besides the
it's like
funny
the first,
email
like it's like the first
the
like
AOL.
Text like yeah. It's like the first text relationship.
How great was that movie though? Because their relationship was so good, same as Sleepless.
Yeah, but they hated each other.
That's the fun
until
part.
They loved each other. It was like a love hate.
But and see, back then, yeah. That plot line was not cliche,
right.
So it worked.
What
nowadays,
year did you say?
That's cliche.
I think it's 98.
I think it's 99.
You are the king.
Am
what?
I?
Yep, you are.
You want to know why? I literally went and saw that movie with my parents in theaters. I'm the oldest. And they're like, we don't know if we should take you. And I was like, get over it.
It's Tom Hanks.
And they took me.
How bad
how old were
be?
You in 1998?
Who can say?
He was 3 years old. Yeah.
I was 11?
11?
11.
Wow.
I was 3. But seriously, it was Tom Hanks. Like, how bad could that movie have been? It's like
exactly.
Starring Tom Hanks. Come on.
I can't think of a single Tom Hanks movie that I've gone like, oh, for Pete's sake.
Toy Story 3. Wrecked me.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say. Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying. I know,
saying.
Does Castaway count as a romantic comedy?
No.
No. I laughed
okay,
the
well,
whole
that's
time.
That same conversation.
That's like Titanic.
That's that same conversation.
No, but
though.
Titanic people
the whole
die.
Time he's
so
trying
funny.
To get back to the girl.
But it's not funny.
I think it's funny.
Oh. She said, "Is it romantic?"
Yeah.
And then she's moved on.
If it's a comedy.
She's forgot about him.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oof, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's life.
Life, baby.
We're moving
we move
past
on.
That.
Okay.
Forrest Gump. Who's romantic?
Is it
comedy.
Meg Ryan that he comes home
oh,
to?
Oh, Forrest Gump is my favorite.
And it's the girl from Jurassic Park.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Fuck her.
She's not from Jurassic Park.
It's Helen.
Jurassic Park.
Come on, people.
Helen Hunt. Man.
Come on.
Although
Google.
I do like...
I don't need to Google these things because I can just pull it out of my brain.
That's good. Speaking of Helen Hunt, though, I
who
do
knows?
Like... what it's the
as
one?
As Good as It Gets.
As Good as It Gets.
Nailed
yeah.
it. See how I do
that's
that?
A good romantic comedy.
There
works.
You go, BJ.
It's a good
you
romantic
said you're
going
to come around. You got it.
Oh, I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to get there around the corner, but...
What's the one where...
Say
she's
anything?
At...
Failure yeah. to launch.
Dude,
say anything.
He put
that's
his hands
bomb.
Above his head and
that
I said, say
a,
anything. That's how that works.
That's an iconic rom-com.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
But that's like anything ripped out of the 80s is like right there where it's like...
No, dude, say anything is special. For sure.
Say anything is special.
Don't like,
you can't say anything out of the 80s. Like,
say anything.
Breakfast Club is not romantic.
No, but they're like all those like John Hughes movies are... Like rom-coms, like they're all that way.
But this is Cameron Crowe when he's young.
I'm still
having idealistic.
No. Cameron Crowe's yeah, and it's a good flick.
It's a great
wrong.
Flick.
It is a great flick.
I have to admit to you,
say anything
three.
is a big
eyes.
Part of my world. Like I love that movie so much.
I have to admit to you three, eyes. And then also all the listeners. I'm still like, don't know exactly what rom-com is. Like, it's hard for me to classify.
Well, you know,
I think it's a weird thing. It's way different than like thriller, horror, well, you know, historic.
Because every rom-com has drama. What rom-com doesn't have something dramatic in it?
Because I don't know if I would say anything as a rom-com, because I guess it's kind of funny, but it's not a comic movie.
Not like laughing out loud.
It's romantic.
It's a romantic movie. It's a romance. It's a romance.
On Netflix, it'd be a romantic drama.
I think you're right. Yeah, it would be.
Netflix messed us up. Let's go back to Blockbuster.
Seriously, yeah, dude, it's coming back.
It's not. There's no way.
No way. They're bankrupt.
I'm so no.
Bankrupt.
No, I.
Can we invent the new Blockbuster? I love Blockbuster.
I cheered when Blockbuster went under.
For all of our listeners, you want to know what the new Blockbuster is?
Yeah.
Broadway.
It's First Date at SDFD.
Broadway. And the best way you can see that is First Date at San Diego Musical Theater running until May 7th.
www.sdfd.org.
Through May 7th. Why did you cheer when Blockbuster went
Because down? Blockbuster, like, okay, this is me. And Blockbuster's no business else. Model. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know a lot of things. Okay. Blockbuster's business model was one that made a lot of money off of people's misery. They made $1 billion off of late fees. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's genius.
It's not genius because you end up hating Blockbuster. But Netflix, on the other hand, never had late fees. And I never have any ill feelings against Netflix.
Blockbuster came out before the internet.
You know the difference? Right.
They had to make
the
money.
The only misery that's they not... made $1 billion off of was Misery with Kathy Bates.
They made billions.
No, they made a billion off of late fees.
The late fee. Yeah, it was. The late fee thing.
Can I get a little bit of acknowledgement here?
Can I get a witness?
Can I please?
It was pretty good.
I said Misery, Kathy Bates. Whoop, yeah. Whoop.
But the only reason that the late fee thing had to happen because there was like literally two copies of the movie, and if everyone wanted to see it,
well, I mean,
like they had to get somebody to bring
good.
It back.
I mean, I'm sure that there's like a legitimate reason for it, but
is there?
Probably not.
Yeah,
but the thing is,
it movie back so you could rent it.
No, I mean,
BJ's hoarding it.
No, this is what I mean. Is there a reason why you won't return it? You go to Blockbuster. Oh, we have to see. I don't have it. We go get it. We watch it.
Right.
We get pizza.
Yeah,
we return it the next day.
I have
a way to work.
I can't watch it. I'll just keep.
You don't even have to go in. You just.
It
was pop it in the slot.
It was a Friday night.
Anyway.
Which reminds me of First Day. I wanted to say something.
You're so
I don't have anything for that.
Is there a pop it in the slot
Actually,
number?
I do.
That
you
don't Actually, pop it in the slot. It's this twerking number.
I do feel like, though, romantic comedies have gone super bad in the past, like, 10 years.
Like a movie like Superbad?
See
how I did that?
Is that a romantic comedy?
Like, what's a romantic comedy in the past 5 years that you're like, wow, that was a good romantic comedy?
5 years? I don't even know.
I couldn't tell.
Like, the last one is like
Love Actually?
Made
in Manhattan.
That's 5 years.
Is that 5 years? Is it? I'm asking.
That's like 1999.
Love Actually is great.
I don't like Love Actually.
I love it.
I think it's so
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
That one's good.
Is that 5 years? It's not.
See, you can't think of one. You can't think of one.
That's a good one, though.
That is
because that's
one.
A straight
Ooh, I got
comedy,
one.
And
I
it's
got
so
one.
Romantic.
Crazy Stupid Love, that one's great.
Everyone hates.
I didn't
movie.
See it.
How do you hate that movie? Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling,
nope.
Emma Stone.
Nope.
Hello.
Was that 5 years?
Oh yeah, definitely. Emma Stone. If Emma Stone's in it.
So the problem is clearly they're not making money. Like I didn't go see it.
But that's a good flick.
They are making money though.
I just think right now
because there hasn't. No, but clearly we can't think of one in the last 5 minutes.
How do you know? Well, we can think of. Nobody knows that movie but me.
I think that the reason
that what about that new one?
There's not one.
Shoot, Get Out.
That's not a role.
Kane Peele.
That's a horror movie.
No. Okay,
I'm
so
talking about the movie. I'm not, talking about Get Out, the Get Out movie.
I have not seen it, but what I heard is it's based on like a true, like real deal relationship romance.
Get
and
out?
That's what makes it scary.
Where's the?
And that's why it's a comedy.
No, it's like a horror movie.
Is it? Okay, well, subject. Oh,
here's
okay.
A
sorry, I'm sorry.
You do.
I was
no,
trying really
kidding.
Hard.
I'm
was trying
I'm
really
exact,
hard to
yes.
make it romantic and recent.
I think that what shows how where our world has gone is how romantic comedies have gone downhill. So in the 90s to like 2003, they were so great
Everywhere.
Because the world was like decent. America was decent. And then recently, nothing good has come out, and it's all about the dramas and the scary movies, because everyone just wants to feel something.
That's interesting.
This is getting so emotional.
But it's the same thing with, like...
I don't know if it's, you know...
It has to be thrillers.
I think that the movies that are the most popular show what's going on in society during the time.
But it's the same thing with the, like, sitcoms, because you can say the same thing about sitcoms, because sitcoms aren't a thing anymore, where in the 90s they were everywhere and they were huge.
Horrible.
And must-see TV was like you had to watch Friends, you had to watch Seinfeld, you had to watch Frasier, like you had to watch...
Don't talk to me about Friends.
You had to. The way you hate it?
Pro.
Or you love it?
Word. It's literally my phone case.
Nice.
I can't see what that is.
It's the thing. Friends. It's the frame around the whatchaman thing. It
for the listeners at home. Lindsay Joan, yeah, Broadway actress, just lifted up her iPhone 7, and the back of it is the Friends
Monica's door
emblem.
It has the frame around.
And
the
same. And then I have.
Must have been season 6 or 7.
Nope.
No, 1 through 10. Full.
Yeah, the whole time.
1994 to 2003.
I'm not seeing anything. I'm just seeing like a slight hint of something on the back of your phone.
Okay, so I have a question for everyone.
You're a Friends fanatic.
I'm not a fanatic.
Okay,
but I knew what it was.
I'm a fanatic.
I suck. That's the problem. That's the thing.
I have a question for everyone.
Yes. Okay.
With this recent conversation.
Okay.
What changed between You Got Mail and me, like, really, really doing my best to say the new Key and Peele horror movie? I guess it's horror. Like, what changed? Like,
as in, what do you mean, what changed?
Why
in America?
Why can't we name a rom-com now?
Because I think we don't like to be silly anymore. We all take ourselves so seriously that I just think we...
It's not what the movie industry is about.
Yeah, I mean...
The movie industry is concerned with bigger...
It's about the scary and the dramatic. I mean, even regular comedies aren't really doing it that well anymore. Like, regular comedies, like, just a flat-out comedy is not doing very well anymore. It's all about the deep stuff.
It's about superheroes.
Is it? That makes me sad.
The only thing I'm excited about that when I'm like, ooh, I want to see that.
Thor, the new Thor.
It's a superhero movie, yeah.
I feel like America's forgotten to laugh and love, but you know where you can laugh and love?
Stupid.
First Date Musical at SDMT.
Do you miss the old days? Hey, folks. Quick question. I'd like to make a toast over this. Is do you miss, like, just being stuck in a real-life situation, but just watching other people doing it?
Come to First Date.
SDMT.org.
So and visit. I think we've plugged your show
and mentioned that you saw it or heard it on.
Yeah, go to the box office and be like, "Hey, I heard about this on Life's a Binge."
They wouldn't shut up about it.
Do you want that? Do you want it? And we can make it happen.
And ask for a discount, and they'll be like, "What?" And just be like, "No, they said I get a discount." And then you won't, and it'll be hilarious for me. But just go there and ask for the. You say you heard about it on Life's a Binge.
Can we give a fake promo code? Like, if you go to the will call and say Life's a Binge, you'll get 80% off.
80%? Maybe not. That's 80 crazy. Cents.
No, we're not going to do that.
80
but
cents off.
What I think is funny.
So well, we get 60 of that cents.
To wrap really all of that in is, I would say that last conversation, we're all like kind of upset. Like, where did the comedy go?
Right.
Because things are so sensitive right now.
Mm-hmm. It's true, though.
What's the great part about us reminiscing about all of these old movies that were made 20 years ago, maybe more?
Mm-hmm.
And what's also, and I don't want to like sound like a jerk for plugging, but what's also great about the show is it reminds everyone about what's actually real life and puts it into focus instead of just swiping it away.
No, that's
like
true.
It's not happening, and it's still happening because You Got Mail.
It's true though,
and it really is, and
it's true.
I really do think just America's stopped laughing. It's like is everything so serious? Everything is so serious, and that's why I think rom coms don't do well anymore because everyone's like, "Man, it's not dramatic enough."
Or is it that everything's been done?
Interessante.
I don't
know. Music and other art would tell you that everything's already been done anyway, and it's always being done,
right, but just being redone. It just
hasn't been done in a new way. That's
in a new way. So what's great about all of these movies and even series that we've been talking about, like Friends, is a great example of a rom com.
Yes, it is.
That's 10 seasons, $1 million an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Example
full on
of how that is a perfect rom com.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I feel like
Just perfect in general.
And I hate to plug again, but I really do. I really, like, truly do. First Day covers
every... For love's sake, you need to see this freaking play.
Go and see this musical, but First Day is season 1 through 10 of Friends in 90 minutes. So imagine how much you're going to laugh.
Now I love First Date even more.
Yeah, imagine how much you're going to laugh and then also listen to, like, perfect, like, harmonies and beautiful people.
But if you do like some of the serious stuff, there is, you know, the heartbreak, and there are hard moments in the show. Yeah. So you're not just sitting there like, okay, I can't really, you know, there are hard times when it comes to dating. You do see that, too. You see the hard times.
Sure. You in the show, you deal with...
So is it not really a rom-com?
It's 100%.
That's what makes it a rom-com.
But what is a rom-com, Zach?
Because I've been asking you for so long. Can we look
up the definition of a rom-com, please? I'm going to look it up.
Okay, so hear this out. Hear me out. So in the show, it's a laugh a minute with rock and roll.
Sure.
But there's a few moments that...
They rip your heart out.
That say...
Ouch.
Someone died.
Love hurts.
I was left at the altar. Mm-hmm. Which make it to build... That rom-com, that funny, like, it comes from a true place. Because if it's funny, it's not funny if you think it's funny. Right?
Wait, what?
If it's not. Okay, so you two know me really, I mean, everyone in this room knows me really well.
Sure.
Viewers probably don't. My rule is, if you think it's funny, it's not funny.
I don't understand.
What in the world kind of rule is that?
Like, you personally, like, if you think you're hilarious, if you think everyone you're
funny,
else doesn't
you
think
are
it's funny.
Not funny.
Right. That is like, the number the one rule. Ever. He's saying you.
Honestly, to me, that's like, one, comedy like, comes in threes is right. Like way behind. If you think you're funny, you're not funny.
My
that's,
mind is
I don't think Steve Martin would agree.
That's different than if you think it works. However, we're not going to get into that.
I'm hilarious, guys. That's all I got to say about that.
I will vouch Jared is hilarious.
I found the definition of rom-com, if any of us need help.
Do tell. Right. Do tell.
A chick flick with a romantic plot.
Fail already.
Can I finish?
No. Whatever you're reading is the worst.
With nope, light comedy.
It started with the words chick flick,
hold on, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. With light way comedy, go, usually starring... Meg Ryan or Sandra Bullock.
What is there you where go. Did you find that? That is the
Wikipedia. He-Man Woman Daters Club.
See, fail. That's a fail. Ooh.
If you go to the regular like dictionary.com, it says a romantic comedy.
I'd like to go official. I do not edit this out.
No.
Urban Dictionary, you're wrong. Says Zachary Scott.
Quoted.
I just hate that it's
but Meg Ryan, great reference, dog.
And Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs. This congeniality.
What was the Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds movie?
The Proposal.
Proposal.
You're right.
Good. Who said it again?
Perfect the example.
Proposal. The Proposal.
That's a good that's, newer one.
I don't think that's a good
What about Deadpool? Is Deadpool a romantic comedy?
No.
I love Deadpool.
He said
I
it think, was.
Well,
in the beginning.
If... You
what do you
go,
define a romantic comedy as?
Yeah. That's
is
so hard.
Get Out a romantic comedy?
Viewers, if you disagree or have a concrete answer,
listeners,
please type
like,
on Life's a Binge Facebook.
They're listeners, not viewers.
Listeners.
Email him at Zachary
What's the
Scott
difference?
Wolf.
What am I looking at right
okay,
now?
What's the difference?
There isn't a word. The word is the difference.
I was really trying to do an online poll
yeah.
for you guys at Life's a Binge at Facebook.
I'm yeah. down. I'm down.
Tell us your favorite rom-com.
No, tell us more.
About what a
rom-com
is.
I'm not a part
is.
Of this, but tell us more about what you classify as a rom-com.
Yeah. It's
because
true.
That's the conversation.
Right.
It is
but the
really
best
the
part about First Day at San Diego Musical Theater is that it covers all of it, so you don't have to question it.
Do you guys remember Monster-in-Law? I think that's where rom-coms went south.
Monster-in-Law?
With,
oh, was that like Jane Fonda?
I only remember
Jane
Monster
Fonda and
University.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Such
a bad movie, and I think that's where everything went downhill.
Yeah, but huh. like,
thank
since,
you.
But no, you had like Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey like doing their magic, like Fool's Gold. That's a good one.
What about
one.
Failure to Launch?
That's a good one too.
Dope.
But I'm telling you, that's like McConaughey and Kate Hudson like doing their thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you find like a pair,
they
when
are
they find,
the
like, a pair,
king and queen of rom-coms.
Well, they're like the new. Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, where they just work well together, and they're like, "Oh, yeah. this is cute." So,
yeah.
What are you looking up over
Who
there?
Who knows? He's typing.
Just,
he's texting.
Stuff, you know,
I just
he's
wanna
texting.
Love you.
He tuned out.
Oh,
he's
okay.
texting.
It's all good.
He's literally sending text messages.
I have to maintain, you know,
your romantic comedy
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's wrap it up. Let's end it. Let's call it quits because no one's paying attention anymore. But me and Lindsay.
I'm in it.
I'm super into it. Are you kidding?
We just started getting like deep and real.
It's all good.
But for real, so let's wrap it up. So, I am curious to know like what your ideas of romantic comedy are. Like that's a very valid thing because we're going all over the place, and like apparently everyone has their own little definition of what they consider to be a romantic comedy, as far as like movies and stuff.
Which is why it makes this conversation interesting because Netflix couldn't figure it out.
Well, that's the thing. We were reading the ones on Netflix and we're like, huh. That one's a romantic comedy. What?
Yeah. Hello, Dolly
and
is not
only that,
a
the Oscars. Didn't the Oscars like, have, make a big mistake like about like what's a comedy and what's not?
No, that was all about race.
No, were they like they can nominate this person for this but not for this, and like it was a weird like.
Or,
genre
or maybe
thing.
It was the Emmys. The Emmys, like Orange Is the New Black, was a comedy 1 year and then it was a drama the next year.
Correct.
Well, that's
the dramedy.
That's true.
So. Right, but it's like, how can, like, what is it going to be classified?
How do you judge
it? How are
you going
to classify it? Right, so.
We joked about Titanic and Schindler's List, but that's not real.
No.
But, like.
But some of them, yeah. Some of them that have drama, but they have funny moments. Like, The Notebook has funny moments in it. It's, you know, like, Ryan Gosling's a funny guy.
Number one, I'm going to bump my mic, because I just did. That is my number one romantic film.
I thought you were going to say comedy.
I've
like,
never seen that movie.
Wow.
I've never seen The Notebook.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a stubborn bastard and you're a pain in my ass, but that's why I love you. Man. Ooh, baby
it's
girl.
So good.
I don't get that reference.
It's so good.
It's from the movie.
I'm assuming.
Let's move past
so,
it.
But you know what I mean? There's funny moments in that movie.
There are funny moments.
There's funny moments.
I don't think of that as a comedy.
But it's not a comedy. But, it's, but
it's
there's
romance.
Romance and there's comedy in it.
It's a romantic drama.
Because
it's
real life is comedy.
It's a romantic drama. Just like Say Anything.
Because real life is funny.
Why don't we have romantic dramas, but we have romantic comedies as a genre? I feel like there's more romantic dramas than romantic comedies.
I guess this is the real conversation, is because we've been talking about it so much. Everything's romantic.
Yeah, there's yeah, always
the way.
Like, there's
well, what's a comedy right. like?
That's true.
To me, Notebook. Yeah, Notebook.
Notebook is so good.
Oh no, I have a show tomorrow. I need to warm.
Yeah. But no, like everyone's version of comedy is going to be different for them, because like even like to as dumb as it is, put like plug your show. Like I could be sitting next to somebody watching your show and they're gonna laugh at something that they think is so hilarious, and I'm like I don't get it because I don't have that frame of reference, or it doesn't, that's never happened
sure.
to me or whatever.
That's what's
and
cool
so,
about comedy.
I get
though.
What you're saying, but
right.
at our show, bad reference, not gonna happen.
Could
I think
happen.
That's what's so awesome about comedies, though.
Yeah,
is that it? Literally, can fill with anyone.
It's cool. We'll let BJ go because he's got very important text messages to take care of.
Good
so,
God, BJ!
So,
I'm easy.
You have arthritis.
We'll go ahead.
You do not have things to do.
All you gotta do is your stretches,
so,
and then your
thanks,
you
Karen.
Know, all your work,
Carmen. So, see, I remember that from the
Carmen
beginning.
Carmen San Diego.
So, thanks, guys, for being here and discussing romantic comedies.
But anyways,
I
wanted to thank
and
you guys
plugging.
Because. I've been a repeat guest
yeah.
and a buddy. Like,
that's number two.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
You're the bomb.
Really.
Appreciate
and I know that we fake plug the show.
Oh, we didn't fake plug it. We really did plug it.
I think if anything, we got people to not want to come.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah,
shut
exactly.
up about the show.
Yeah.
We're going to boycott the show.
All the different categories, all the different things that we talked about,
yeah.
like, it's, which is why I'm, honestly, why I'm so kind of confused is... Everything that we've talked about fits into 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's people like, it's not like laughs.
You bumped it hard. It's,
it's
not even facing you
anymore. Break.
Yeah.
Standing O's in the middle of the show from one-liners.
Nice.
And
it's good stuff.
I don't want to sound like a jerk. I really don't, but
go see it.
But it's good.
Yeah, go see it.
It's good.
See the show.
It's funny.
The cast is good.
It's just, funny. The cast
anything
is
anything you've
in
gotten
all...
from this whole experience.
Yeah,
it's see this
see
freaking
show.
Let me
show.
Just
go
let me just
it,
say this:
guys.
The ensemble are like the best leads that I've ever worked with.
Nice.
And Zachary is a part of the ensemble.
Zachary Scott Wolf.
Zachary Scott Wolf.
John Sangster.
Jonathan Sangster.
Wait,
Lindsay
what?
Lindsay Jones, Lauren King Thompson, John Massey.
Nice.
And
all those
and
names.
Joshua David Cavignon,
but Jonathan
Sandra
Sangster.
Nuss.
It's just, if you want to get away from the crappiness of the world, come see First Date at
and
San
just,
Diego Musical
just
Theater.
Relate, and it's literally
you're
a laugh
have
a minute.
Good time. It's going
to
be
You don't
fun.
Have to cry. You don't have to stress about going to see a show.
You can if
you let yourself.
We're open to
it. There we go.
Sure.
So again, thanks for being here. Go see the show. Obviously we plugged it enough, but just one last time, go to sdmt.org and find tickets through May 7th.
May 7th at the Horton Grand Theater.
We have shows.
So by the time this airs,
Sundays.
By the time this airs, it'll give you a couple weeks at least.
You have a whole bunch of time.
It's just so great. So thank you guys.
So thanks, Zach. Thanks, Lindsay.
I'm
going to
go.
Awesome.
God dang it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm going to listen to this, and then I'm going to be like, well, I better
go. Now I have to.
You better go. We plugged the show 500 times.
If you say Life's a Binge, you get 80 cents off. So.
Hey, I was Biff, and it's the funniest show I've ever been in.
Nice. That's the end of that. That's all the time we have here at Life's a Binge. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow. Right? Okay.